From Spark and Anvil and Saffron Lab, this is Savor and Zest in Chapter 1 of the Saffron Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. A young cook came to the Saffron Lab kitchen one afternoon with a big pot of bean stew that everyone agreed was fine, just fine, warm and filling and completely, stubbornly dull, and she wanted to know why and how to fix it. So she asked Savor, the unhurried badger who knew salt, and then Zest, the lively lemur who knew sour, and the two of them, who usually work at different ends of the flavor, ended up leaning over the same dull pot together, each certain she alone had the fix. The beans, it should be said, were a humble supper, cheap, plain, honest food. Neither Savor nor Zest thought a bit less of them for it. A humble pot deserves the same care as a fancy one, Savor said. More, maybe, said Zest. It has been waiting longer to be noticed. Savor tasted first, dipping her little wooden spoon. Here is your trouble, she said. It's flat. The beans, the onion, the herbs, they're all there, but they're sleeping, quiet, hidden. It needs depth. It needs waking up from underneath. She added a small pinch of salt, stirred, tasted again, added one more small pinch. And the stew woke. The beans tasted more like beans, the onion more like onion, everything louder and clearer and more itself. There, said Savor. Salt gives it depth. It was too quiet, and now it can speak. The young cook tasted. It was better, deeper, fuller, but something still sat a little heavy on the tongue, a little dull despite the depth. Not fixed, not quite. Zest had been watching, and now she leaned in. Savor's right that it was flat, Zest said, and the salt helped, but taste it now. It's deeper, yes, but it's still heavy, rich and thick and sitting flat. That's not a depth problem anymore. That's a brightness problem. She squeezed in a little splash of vinegar, stirred, and offered the spoon. And the stew lifted, the heaviness cut clean through, a brightness breaking over the top like sunlight, the flavors that the salt had deepened now sparkling and alive. There, said Zest. Acid gives it brightness. Savor made it deep. I made it bright. The young cook tasted, and her eyes went wide, because now it was right, fully alive, deep and bright at once. And then the two of them showed her the real lesson together, and had her taste at each step, so she could feel that depth and brightness were two different gifts, and that most dull dishes are quietly asking for both. Don't just guess, Savor said. Taste and ask what it's missing. Flat and sleepy and quiet, said Zest. That's Savor's. It needs salt, needs depth. Deep enough but heavy and dull, said Savor. That's Zest's. It needs acid, needs lift. The young cook tasted the plain pot again, flat. Then after salt, deep but heavy. Then after the squeeze of sour, deep and bright. And felt on her own tongue the two different fixes for two different problems. Most dull dishes, Savor said, aren't missing just one thing. They're a little low on depth and a little low on brightness. A pinch of salt, a squeeze of sour, the two of us together, and a humble pot of beans becomes something you're proud to serve. The young cook stirred it, tasted her finished stew, deep, bright, alive, and understood. Salt and sour weren't rivals. They were two hands doing two different jobs on the same pot. Afterward, ladling the good stew into bowls, Savor admitted she used to think a dull dish always just needed more salt, that depth was the whole answer. And Zest admitted she used to reach for sour first every time, sure that brightness fixed everything. Neither was true. Salt couldn't lift a heavy dish. Acid couldn't deepen a thin one. It took the two of them, depth and brightness, the pinch and the squeeze, to bring a flat pot fully to life. They began teaching the waking up lesson together after that. One pot, two gifts. And the young cooks who learned it that way carried something past the kitchen, that when something feels off, the kind thing is to taste it and ask what it truly needs, instead of guessing or just doing more of the same, and that the humblest supper, given a little depth and a little brightness, deserves and rewards exactly as much care as the grandest feast. Savor and Zest, who had worked at opposite ends of the flavor for years, found they had always been two hands on the same warm pot, one making it deep, one making it bright, both making it loved.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Savor and Zest. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.